11 teams in all created their masterpieces, most working through the night on Friday to make the 10 a.m. Saturday morning cutoff. The warmer weather was definitely an issue, particularly in making snow available to the sculptors in the first place. Steve Mercier, one of the co-founders of the event, was also the official snowmaker.
It was a big challenge making the snow. I started right there after Thanksgiving. I had a day that I was able to make snow, and then the next 3-4 days was 70 plus. Luckily, last week, the nighttime temperatures, I need 25 degrees. And so last week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, was cold enough, I was able to make enough snow.
We're Team Winterkill, we're from Loveland.
Okay, and so tell us about this sculpture.
It's Scuba Steed. It was a change at the last minute from the Jungle Book, which would have been in the bigger blocks, but we had to switch it to go to the smaller blocks, and we wanted something vertical. I came up with the bubbles, and came up with the seahorse.
Have you guys been doing this all night?
Yes. Yeah, we lost the head at 3 in the morning. It fell off from here. All came down and broke up.
So tell us about some of the tools that you're using, because you can't use power tools, right?
No, it's all hand tools. I mean, we've got a melon baller sitting around here somewhere, but chains, anything you can think of.
How has the weather hampered things for all you?
It was pretty trying times getting the snow to work the way we want it to work. It's unfortunate that the temperature was the way it was. You know, everyone was carving the same temperature, same snow. So it's just a little more challenging this year.
So you guys have literally been here working all night long?
We have. Yes, I think we may have gotten out of here maybe like 5 this morning. But the head fell off, so. So we had to put that thing back on.
Well, it looks great, so congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
We are the High Plains Carvers. We're out of Elizabeth, Colorado.
So tell us about your work here.
Our work is about otters. We have two otters floating on the surface of the water and one otter swimming underneath the water, and a lot of kelp supporting the otters on top.
How long has it taken you to get this to this beautiful condition?
We have spent about 30 hours, and there's 3 of us, so 90 man hours, something like that.
How have you coped with the weather?
Well, it's been warm, which makes it hard to get detail in your work because everything is so crumbly. So that part isn't great, but it hasn't been hard to be out in the middle of the night because it hasn't been too cold.